This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
6 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to another hour. Glad you're here. Todd Bensman is here, Center for the Immigration Studies. Going to talk about the border and the latest. We're not doing what the rest of the media is doing by ignoring what's happening at the border. We're going to tell you about it. First, Mark in Grand Forks wanted to tell us about New York pizza. We were talking about that last hour because, of course, there's the big debate over getting rid of the ovens now, for crying out loud. What's on your mind, Mark?
Well, that's the real problem here, Scott. That's what we need to be dealing with. I want to remind folks out there is that the pizza ovens and whatever else, this whole demon mob that is the communistic Marxist mindset and the climate idolaters out there that want to think that we need to worship our planet. Just remember that here's what this goes back to. You know, Bill Gates on a TED Talk a number of years ago, he put out this little algebra equation where he said there's four parts of this equation to reduce CO2, and the variables are people, the services per person, the energy per service, and the CO2 per unit of energy. And in this, when you look at those variables, he went on to say these have to be, you know, one of these has to come down pretty near to zero. Keep in mind that one of the variables is people. He's been a eugenist for many years, and so none of this stuff, you know, when you look out at New York, pizza ovens are the problem. No. They're just trying to take away every part of your life because that's what communists do. They want to destroy everything. And then they want to blame it on something else. But ultimately, they're literally coming for people as well to reduce them and get them off the earth. So if it's a Tin Hat Tuesday today, well, okay. You can say that maybe we'll go down that road. But
I love it, Mark. Appreciate your call, Tin Hat Tuesday.
Hey, bingo.
That's beautiful. All right, let's see here. It's 8 past the hour, and we're pleased to welcome Todd Bensman, Center for Immigration Studies, Texas-based Senior National Security Fellow, author of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Required reading, Overrun, by Todd Bensman, if you want to understand this border situation. Also, America's Covert Border War, the untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration. Todd Bensman, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Glad to have you back on the program. Is the situation at the border unchanged in any way?
The mass migration rages unabated just as much as before, no matter what they say. They're telling you that the numbers are down, they're 70% declines. That's all a big lie. None of that is true. We had a total of 215,000 cross the border in the month of May. You don't see it as much because they changed the flows to rechannel large numbers of them through the ports of entry. So you can't really fly a drone over that and see it. Through a program called CBP1, it's a cell phone app where they're handing out entry slips to everyone who applies, 99% of anybody who applies, which is basically everyone who's willing to wait for a little while to get them, and then they bring them in that way. So you don't see as many crossing in the brush, although the numbers crossing through the brush is also climbing very steeply right now as immigrants on the other side realize that they don't have to wait in line. They'll get it. They'll be allowed into the country if they cross illegally. And the number of runners and gotaways is also on the sharp incline. There are three spigots that are all on wide open, hundreds of thousands a month pouring into the country just like before.
I know what a gotaway is. What's a runner?
Runners are aspiring gotaways. So, you know, you hire smugglers or you sneak in and then you try to evade Border Patrol instead of turning yourself in. These are people who do not want to be caught because they have criminal histories that'll get them in trouble if it's discovered, or they've got warrants out for their arrest, or they just realize that if they get caught one more time, they'll be in some other kind of trouble. So they're running and getting away into the interior, and those numbers are in the 60 to 70,000 a month range, in addition to the 200,000 that I already told you about. So, I mean, we're pushing 300,000 a month altogether. It is absolutely on fire down there, most of the media sort of buying into the Biden administration narrative that the numbers are down. They're actually the same or more as ever.
Well, and we're making it easier for them to get in, are we not?
Yeah, we're just handing out entry slips, permission slips, by the as many as 80,000 of those a month, by the way. So all of the quote-unquote decline in the number of illegal entries are just shifted over to the CBP One thing, where they're just handing it out. It looks to be about 80,000. About half of that is being brought over at the land ports, and the other half is being brought in by flight from foreign airports into U.S. airports, so you can't see any of it. All of them within a year or two are going to be illegal anyway. None of them qualify for humanitarian parole or humanitarian protection or asylum or any of that, so they're just going to end up illegally here forever, probably. We now probably have on the order of 18 million people living inside the United States illegally. By the end of the Biden term, another couple of years, that'll push over 20 million.
How many of that 18 million is Biden responsible for?
About 5.5 million. We've always had about 12 million in the country. My organization, Center for Immigration Studies, backs that number, 12 million. You know, some people die, some people go home, others replace them. 12 million has been a fairly steady number, according to my organization. But we no longer can use the 12 million anymore because there's 5.5 million new ones in the last 24 months. So we have to now start saying it's 18 million.
Where are they coming from?
Well, about 40% of them seem to be coming from 160 countries around the world that are not Mexico or Central America. This is the greatest percentage we've ever seen in this country of such a diversity of nations. From everywhere, every nation on the African continent. I mean, the whole world has heard about this incredible bonanza. They're letting everyone in, you know, from every country of the Middle East and Asia, China. We've had like 12 or 13,000 cross the border from China just in the last 5 months, 4 or 5 months, just since October. And the rest of them are probably Central Americans. And quite a few Mexicans in there too, the traditional, but really this is a fantastical diversity of peoples from around the world that are just pouring through. A lot of them are coming through the Darien Gap where they do get logged. We have a good idea of, how many are coming through there. That's from, Colombia through Panama. In a typical year for decades, it was maybe under 10,000. Maybe 6,000, 7,000 a year coming through the Darien Gap. This year we should have more than 300,000 coming through there. So from 10,000 to 300,000 should give you a good idea of what's going on here.
Wow. Our guest is Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies, author of two books that are must-reads if you want to understand what's happening at the border. One is Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. The other is America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. And he's been in the Homeland Security biz, intelligence efforts for 9 years in the public sector, and most recently with this Texas-based Senior National Security Fellow, Center for Immigration Studies. Short break, and then back with more of our conversation with Todd Bensman. After that, bottom of the hour, Wayne Allen Root checks in today on the program. We're looking forward to that conversation. We're going to talk a little bit about RFK Jr. and the treatment that he's getting in the Democratic primary race. Rather interesting. So stay tuned for that and more. If you have a question or comment, 701-271-1100, on What's on Your Mind.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshee in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the point of the program that I make you hungry for some home cooking and lunch today at TecloServe USA. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. TecloServe USA location there off 292, the exit on 94. Ravioli in Harwood, meatloaf or chip beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29 teriyaki chicken, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Swedish meatballs, scallop potatoes and ham at the Glendon location in 45th Street, 9th Street Southwest. Tuna casserole. Sounds good, doesn't it? PetroServe USA. Back with Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Great author, Overrun. Get that book, Overrun, how Joe Biden unleashed the greatest border crisis in U.S. history. Where are these people going when they cross the border illegally? Where are they going?
Well, they're going they're going to every city in America. Towns, two small towns, big towns, every city. They're going everywhere. Most of the time they will go to cities where they have relatives already or friends who can hook them up with illegal jobs, or they will go to places that they've heard are going to give them food, shelter, clothing for as long as they want. Those are big lures. That's why so many are going to New York, Chicago. Really blue cities tend to have a lot of giveaway programs, so they're attracted to those places. The ones that are getting that stuff wire back to the people still on the way about what they are being given and for how long and all the benefits, and that draws more. That's kind of how the whole thing works.
So here's what confuses me. They come across the border with nothing, right? You and I have been down there together, and you know, I was one of the things I was amazed at is they dump the clothes they're wearing and put on dry clothes from a plastic bag, and that's it, and they're on their way. So they come over with nothing. How in the world do they get to these destinations? How do they live once they get to these destinations? I mean, what's happening to these cities? They're being invaded. Is it their public services that are being invaded, overwhelmed? What's happening?
Well, you know, some of the immigrants, you know, actually are impoverished, but really a great many of them have resources. They are doing quite well where they were, making good money, have savings and homes, but the door's open, and this is a rare opportunity to just get to walk right through and get in. And so they're upgrading. So they already have resources. Lots and lots of them have resources. The ones that are shy on resources, that are actually impoverished, I'd say those are in the minority, but there still are plenty of them, will have sponsors who will invest in a loan to them, relatives, mothers, parents, uncles, cousins, that will loan them the smuggling money to get there, and then they'll get paid back with interest. And that's pretty much how that works.
A few questions from our audience. Are there any private funders of this invasion?
Private funders?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what that means. I'm not really sure. What do you, can you elaborate on that?
I don't know. It's from a listener, but I guess I assumed, you know, somebody paying people to come to the U.S. to, you know, George Soros or something, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know about that, but there certainly are lots of nonprofits along the way that are funded by, you know, Soros and Soros-type organizations that spread cash and food and clothing and really all basic needs to immigrants all along the migrant trails down into South America. Really, if you do enter the migrant trail with nothing, you don't have much to worry about, because none of those NGOs are going to let you starve along the way. They're going to give you everything you need, to include cash, debit cards, cash-stuffed envelopes, whatever you need.
So this is non-government organizations, many times funded by FEMA, by the way, so it's your tax dollars at work.
That's true. FEMA's, yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. I mean, just think about that. Your tax dollars go to FEMA. FEMA gives these NGOs money. And what do they do? Facilitate illegal behavior.
Yeah, and that, I mean, I wouldn't call that a private funder. That's That's us. That's the U.S. taxpayer is paying for this mass migration, and probably in to no small extent either, because there are probably a lot of people on the lower end of the economic spectrum that would just stay home if they thought they might starve, or they might go without, or they there might not be baby formula or something like that. So, you know, in that sense, I think a lot of them are enticed to just pull the trigger and come on.
Yeah, man alive. Another listener, what's the increase on the northern border looking like, Todd?
There is an increase on the northern border. When you see media reports about it, it usually talks about 700 and 800%, that kind of thing. And it looks striking, but really, you know, 800% of, you know, 100 is 180, you know. That's the kind of numbers we're looking at. The numbers are not significant on the northern border, but they are on the rise. It is something to watch. This is something to look for. Apparently, what's happening there is the Canadian government is in the midst of a very, very substantial migrant importation program where they're bringing in 400,000 and 500,000 a year for their labor markets legally. They're bringing them in. But a lot of those migrants seem to have realized that there's a loophole where if they have a relative in the U.S., they can just cross the northern border and claim asylum, and we'll let them in. So it's like a loophole. So a lot of those that we're seeing cross in are taking advantage of that loophole. You know, you can't claim, if you have asylum in one country, in Canada, you're not allowed to claim asylum in the U.S. and vice versa, unless you have relatives here. And so I think a good number of those people are exploiting the Canadian migration importation scheme to enter the U.S.
We only have 30 seconds left, but one last one. Ask Todd about the large amount of Chinese men coming over the southern border. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. I think we're at about 13,000 Chinese just since October. Now, we've always had Chinese crossing the southern border. Several thousand a year, but never in these numbers. And, you know, I like to point out that usually we know nothing about them. We can't call China and ask for an intelligence share. So they're just coming in, really, we don't know who they are or what they're about, if they're PLA or spies or whatever. They all seem to be military-age men.
The hits just keep on coming. It's unbelievable. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the update as always. Love our updates from Todd. One of the best, Todd Bensman. The book is Overrun, How Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. And it's happening right now. Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court is striking down election restrictions that North Carolina's Republican majority legislature had tried to implement, including congressional districts that heavily favor Republicans. The High Court says the North Carolina Supreme Court was acting within its authority when it said the GOP map was partisan gerrymandering. Several hundred flights into and out of New York's three major airports have been canceled or delayed so far today. The number bound to climb as strong storms smashed into the Northeast. Former President Trump says special counsel Jack Smith leaked that recording of Trump appearing to hold up classified documents. CNN has acquired that tape. What's your number, the money you need to save to have a comfortable retirement? A new report from the insurance company Northwestern Mutual says for someone in their 50s, it's just over $2.5 million. That's up from just under $2.5 million last year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour, squeezing a call here.
Yeah, this is Dan from Fargo. The situation we're in today reminds me of what Tom Anderson, the old editor of Farm and Ranch magazine, once said. It's like a mosquito in a nudist colony. You know what you got to do, but you don't know where to start.
Oh, yeah. Little humor there for you today on the program. Our next guest is the host of the nationally syndicated Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered show on USA Audio Network, star of two new TV shows, America's Top Ten Countdown, and that's on Real America's Voice TV network, and his daily The Wayne Allen Root Show, which is on Lindell TV. We love that. Best-selling conservative author of 16 books, syndicated newspaper columnist, and the former 2008 Libertarian vice presidential nominee. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you very much. Better now that you're on the program today. And we can have our own little raw and unfiltered version of Wayne Allen Root right here on What's on Your Mind.
Well, let's do it.
So what do you think of Joe Biden next to Prime Minister Modi last week, forgetting his name?
Well, look, you know, back in 2019, which was, you know, before even the 2020 election, Biden was just running for office, and I had a TV show on Newsmax TV, and when you talk about, you know, Fox News nowadays losing about half of their audience or more because they fired Tucker and they weren't, you know, aren't conservative anymore, Newsmax was not happy. Because back in 2019, I was telling everyone that Joe Biden had dementia and that Joe Biden has Alzheimer's and that Joe Biden cannot possibly be president of the United States. He's incapacitated. He's pathetic. I was saying that in 2019, and Newsmax was very angry at me. They thought it was disrespectful to say that about a man who's vice president of the United States and running for president. And I just kept saying it. And in 2020, guess what happened? Newsmax fired me. They were very angry that I kept saying that Joe Biden cannot be president of the United States because he doesn't have his faculties anymore. And here we are all these years later, and we're talking about the exact same thing, except it's all caught up to the American public, and they realize I was right. And every poll shows that two-thirds of Americans do not believe that Joe Biden has the mental or physical capacity to be president of the United States. So I'm very proud of the fact, what was it, Muhammad Ali said, it ain't bragging if you can back it up. You know, that I say things on TV and on radio that are raw and unfiltered. That's why the name of the show, Raw and Unfiltered, Wayne Allen Root. I say things that other people are afraid to say because maybe they'll offend somebody or maybe it's disrespectful. I just tell the truth. And Joe Biden is an old man with diapers, and he should be in a nursing home. He should not be the president of the United States. And I don't believe he is the president of the United States. I've said this for 2.5 years now. I believe Barack Obama is the president of the United States, and Joe Biden is just the puppet he used to get elected. They thought he was kind of a friendly, you know, white, older gentleman, and America would not be afraid of him. But the reality is, I think you have Obama back for his third term to destroy this country. And that's what's going on. And I don't think, by the way, Joe Biden will ever be the candidate in 2024 either. It'll be Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom, but it will never be Joe Biden. His career is over because he's literally physically falling apart on the job right in front of everybody, and they all know he cannot be president of the United States for another 4 years.
Do you think President Obama, who is lunching today with President Biden at the White House, will be delivering something similar to that message?
Yeah. Well, it's clear to me that they want Michelle Obama to be the candidate. I'm telling you, they're clearing the plate for Michelle Obama. The reason I know that is I remember back in the days of before Bill Clinton became president, his career was kind of in the garbage pail. And suddenly they put him on the Tonight Show and he played the saxophone. And everybody fell in love with Bill Clinton. Oh, Mike, we love him. What a personality. And they saved his career. And the next thing you know, in 92, he's elected president of the United States. Well, every time I turn on the late night TV shows nowadays, guess who the guest is? Michelle Obama. And Bruce Springsteen concert, who came on the stage to sing backup Michelle Obama in front of a crowd of 60,000 in Europe. Why are they suddenly putting her out there day and night? And where's the convention this year or next year for the Democrats? In Chicago. The Democrat presidential convention is in Chicago. Why did they pick Chicago? It's the perfect setup for Michelle Obama to be president of the United States. So I just believe that's what's happening because they can't beat Trump. Even with rigged elections and stuffing the ballot box, they can't beat Trump this time. Trump's more popular than he ever was. The more they indict him, the more popular he becomes. But Michelle Obama would be a very formidable choice because a lot of people of color and a lot of women who are now having second thoughts about the Democrat Party and maybe who'd stay home, who wouldn't vote for an old white man named Joe Biden who's decrepit, maybe, just maybe, they'd come back in the fold for Michelle Obama. And Democrats can't win on issues. We win on issues. So they're electing somebody or nominating someone, Michelle Obama, who wouldn't have any issues. She would just run being a personality, a famous celebrity, and a woman of color. And suddenly people would vote for her without even worrying about the issues. So I think this is where it's all headed, Trump against Michelle Obama.
It's the Obama-Oprah party ticket, I'm thinking. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going with Michelle Obama, why not Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Oprah is another one they're talking about to fill the U.S. Senate seat of Dianne Feinstein, who's decrepit and has dementia and isn't there anymore. And maybe that's the next step. Oprah's the VP. Or maybe Gavin Newsom is the VP, just to make sure they've got someone who's a politician on the ticket. So
yeah, I think it's going to be Gavin.
Don't you think Gavin Newsom would be a more? Don't you think Gavin Newsom would be a more formidable opponent against Trump?
I do.
Than she would.
They both worry me. Believe me, they both worry me. Gavin Newsom's a handsome guy. Again, that's what the Democrats do to get women to vote for him. You know, they're not winning on the issues. The guy's wrecked his state of California. It's a destroyed state. I mean, I personally have like 10 friends who are running for their lives, and none of my 10 friends are Republicans, and they're running for their lives. One of my favorite friends is a Democrat married to a real liberal, and even they just moved to Georgia, and the wife, who's a huge feminist liberal, she can't stand what's happened. There's homeless people everywhere, drugs and drug needles and poop and pee in the middle of the street outside their million-dollar home, and their kids go to school, and they want them to wear masks now in the year 2023. Even she says it's absurd that anyone should ask the child to wear a mask in school all day, and they demand every child be vaccinated. Now in 2023, knowing how dangerous the COVID vaccine is and knowing no kid needs it, they're still demanding vaccines. And even she ran for her life away from California. So, you know, Gavin Newsom has created a disaster there. But again, nobody will even notice because he's handsome. So, you know, this is the way Democrats win elections. They cheat, they lie, they steal, they use charisma and personality, and they stay away from issues, and they scream about abortion 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And Joe Biden has a primary opponent in RFK Jr., and you've written recently about how he's being thrown under the bus, too, isn't he?
Well, I can't imagine. To me, they hate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. more than they hate Trump. They, meaning the Democrat Party, the people in power, the deep state, the D.C. swamp, they hate him because he says the same things I do on the radio, which and on TV, which is really shocking that a Democrat would say that the COVID vaccine is killing people, and it was a cover-up and a disaster, and Dr. Fauci should be put in prison. I say those things all the time, but you have a Democrat saying it, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So, and I say all the time that Ukraine is the biggest mistake in the history of America. Why are we spending all our money there? Because it's being stolen. You know, once it gets there, it's being divvied up by the Ukrainian mafia and the Ukrainian neo-Nazis, and Zelensky himself is stealing money, in my opinion. And there's no reason why anyone smart would ever want to give a dollar to Ukraine, the most corrupt nation in the world. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a Democrat, says that. And he talks about the deep state, and he talks about the open borders and what a disaster they are for average blue-collar Americans. You know, we're filling the country with people who are going to take your job at a lower wage. So, I mean, he sounds like me as a Democrat. They're never going to let him get the nomination. So I don't believe for a second Robert F. Kennedy will be allowed to get the nomination. They rigged it against Bernie Sanders in favor of Hillary, and I believe they'll rig it against Robert F. Kennedy in favor of whoever their favorite candidate is, either Oprah Winfrey or Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom, anyone but Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
And he's also been given the shaft by the old legacy media, too, hasn't he?
Well, they won't even allow his views to be aired. You know, the Democrats won't allow him to debate. They've canceled all the debates. Of course, Joe Biden, you know, the decrepit old man with dementia, could not participate in a debate no matter who was against. But he'd be destroyed by Robert F. Kennedy. So they canceled the debates already. And the media won't allow a single word he says to get out there because, just like me, every time Wayne Root does an interview and someone tries to put it up on YouTube, it's immediately taken down. And they say it's because I give out misleading medical information. And they did the same thing to Robert F. Kennedy. He did two major interviews with Joe Rogan, and I forgot who the other one was with. But they were both immediately taken down by YouTube because of misleading medical information. What's that misleading medical information? That the COVID vaccine is a failure, it doesn't work, and it kills people. These are facts, but you're not allowed to give facts on YouTube because it scares the powers that be that anybody should know the truth.
Well, our listeners just said BLM doesn't even want Michelle Obama to be president. Are they a force on the left?
Yeah, BLM.
Yeah. I don't know if they have much of a voice on the left.
No, they're not.
Even on the left?
No.
No.
BLM's only job in life is to make sure they buy fancy mansions and fancy cars for the founders of BLM. But yeah. BLM was a joke from day one. And I called it out from day one because I said, look, the single biggest problem in America for black Americans is black-on-black genocide on the streets of Chicago and Baltimore and Detroit. You name the city, Memphis, Cleveland, Newark. In every city in New Orleans, in every city in America, it's black-on-black crime, black-on-black violence, black-on-black murders. And BLM couldn't care less. They don't say one word. Every day of this in this country, in big cities, black people are nice black people, law-abiding black people are being slaughtered by drug dealers and criminals, and BLM could not care less. They only care the one time a year that a black person is shot by a white policeman. So, and they can make money off it. So the whole thing was a extortion shakedown from day one, just like Al Sharpton in the old days, and the average American corporation fell for it. And by the way, that brings up my latest book, because that's why I wrote my book. You know, I wrote my last two books, The Great Patriot Boycott Book and The Great Patriot Buycott Book, are both kind of in honor of extortion shakedowns of American corporations. I was sick of seeing all these corporations that gave your money when you bought a product from them. You walked in a store and you spent your hard-earned money, and you're a patriot, you're a conservative, you're a Christian, and these companies are giving your money to BLM and to, you know, environmental causes, climate change, green energy, and equity and diversity. And I said, let me make a list of all the companies that are the worst offenders, and let's boycott them.
Yeah, that is a very good service for folks. Hang on one sec. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim on USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You're there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are young.
What's on your mind is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell, that fearless warrior, out there day in and day out. Remember this, folks. Somebody that does that needs us to stand with them. And you do that by buying their products and their great products. With a 60-day money-back guarantee. 60-day money-back guarantee. I mean, get these pillows, sleep on them for 59 nights, send them back if you don't like it. But you're going to love them. The exclusive four-pack special is on right now. This would normally be a total value of $259.82, just $99.98. Two queen-size pillows, two go-anywhere-size pillows, $99.98. If you use the promo code Scott or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Back with Wayne Allen Root, host of the nationally syndicated Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered program. Also does one on Lindell TV called The Wayne Allen Root Show and written books, and he's a warrior for the conservative cause. wanted to ask you about this new poll out about Kamala Harris. What do you make of this? Kamala's not doing so well.
Yeah, lowest rating of any vice president ever. And no shocker. I mean, she is, without a doubt, as dumb as a doorpost, as dumb as a doorknob. I've never seen anybody this dumb. Woman, man, politician, non-politician. She doesn't know anything about anything. She just cackles. She laughs about everything. She's the only, you know, border czar in history that's never been to the border. She's just awful. And so the Democrats have to get rid of her. They cannot take a chance that she becomes the candidate for president because Trump would destroy her. So I've argued for 2 years of the last 2.5 years of the Biden administration. 6 months in, I started saying they have to get rid of Kamala. They can't take a chance that if, God forbid, you know, Joe Biden were to die in office, that Kamala would move to the top post. And that's who they'd have as their president and then as their candidate, because she is just so incredibly ignorant and so incredibly unpopular. And now the polls are backing me up. So, you know, that's probably another reason why they've got to have Michelle Obama as the candidate, because they would look racist if they just found a way to get rid of the vice president becoming president. You know, they could get rid of Biden and they get rid of Kamala. It looks like they stopped a black woman from becoming president of the United States, but no one will ever care. And it'll just completely, you know, drop off the radar. No one will ever think about it again if they name a black woman as their candidate, Michelle Obama. They just did the switcheroony, and that's what I think they want to do, switcheroony, and get rid of Kamala and switch her up for Michelle Obama. That's what I see coming.
You're making me shiver in fear over the idea of Michelle Obama doing anything on any ballot anywhere. But
think about this for a minute. Obama was president for 8 years. And if my theory is correct, he's been president for another term. You know, Biden is just a front guy and a puppet, and Obama's the ventriloquist. So we got Obama for another 4 years. And if Michelle gets elected, you'd have Obama for another 8 years. So you could never get rid of Obama. This is the destruction of America.
Oh,
I said from day one, this guy was put in place. He's a maturing candidate put in place by the deep state to destroy this country and destroy capitalism, and look at what's happening in front of us. If I'm right, he's the one that's doing it right now, and another 4 or 8 years of this, and we are completely finished. I'm not sure we're not completely finished now, to be honest with you, but it's close. We're almost finished now, but he will finish the job. This will be 5 terms of Barack Obama. He will be equal to FDR at that point. Franklin Delano Roosevelt had 5 terms and died in office. Obama will get 5 terms if Michelle Obama is the candidate and wins, because she'll win again, and we'll never get rid of the Democrat Party ever. And it'll be one party rule.
I want to ask you about the disgusting gay pride parade in New York City over the weekend that put on pornographic displays for children, is what they did. It was just absolutely awful. Here's a little bit of it, and I want your take on it.
My bad. Sorry, got to get the other input here. There, over here they are.
We're here. We're queer. We're coming for your children. What do you make of that?
It's very scary. And I said on TV last night, who was I on with? I can't even remember. You had so many shows. So many TV shows and so many radio shows. I can't even remember who the guest was. Oh, I know who it was. It was Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, was my guest last night on my national radio show. Blago, who's now become pretty darn conservative. That's why I had him on. He's gone from a Democrat governor of Illinois to 8 years in prison, stuck in that prison by Obama, he believes, by Obama and the deep state. And he was finally commuted and let out of prison by President Trump. But he's now a huge Trump fan, and he thanks God for Donald Trump. So I had him on the show, and we were talking about a lot of different topics. And the topic of that parade, that gay parade, came up. And I said, I believe that they are setting back gay rights 100 years. Because everybody I know, really, seriously, all the people I know who are conservative and Christian, really didn't care much about gays anymore. Do what you want to do, you know, but don't bother me. That's kind of what our attitude was. You know, I don't want to be gay. I don't want my kids to be gay. But just don't bother me and leave me alone and go be gay. Until all this happened, this transgender America, where all they do is try and stuff their ideology down our throats and convert our kids. And you heard them screaming in that parade, you know, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your kids. And they really mean that. They're coming for our kids. And now, everyone I speak to, it's gone backwards. Nobody loves gay rights anymore. They're actually angry at the gay movement.
That's a very good point. It's a very good point.
They're killing their own rights.
They've jumped the shark. Exactly right. Wayne Allen Root, we always appreciate our conversations with you. Keep up the great work. Thanks for the time.
Don't forget the book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, at Amazon or any fine bookstore.
When your pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Stanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.